Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. John Jantz is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I mentioned his name previously to you, and his name is Jantz, J-A-N-T-S-C-H, but it's pronounced Jantz like J-A-N-T-Z, and he is the owner of Jantz Communication. He's the creator of the Duct Tape Marketing System. He's an award-winning blogger. Have you ever met one of those? And as I said earlier, he's the author of Duct Tape Marketing. And he and I ran into each other back in September in Denver when we were both attending the Small Business Development Center annual conference. And he's our new friend. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. John, so I'm imagining that you know, this bouncing baby boy appears in the world, and the doctor says to your dad, "What do you think he's going to be?" And your dad says, "He's going to be an award-winning blogger."
Well, he may not have said those exact words because, of course, because that's something new. But I will tell you a story that he tells me. I actually have 7 brothers and 2 sisters.
Wow.
And
there
are 10 of us, yes. And my parents used to joke all the time that when we'd go somewhere to, you know, the store or something, that the assignment went like this. Dad would say, "Mom, you watch the other 9, I'll watch John." So I think there was something going on there that said I was going to be, you know, whether award-winning blogger is the destiny or not, but there was
trouble brewing back, even back then, huh?
That's right.
John, congratulations, by the way, on all the recognition you've gotten on your blog, on your marketing blog, and also your book, Duct Tape Marketing, is outstanding.
Thank you very much.
I was telling the audience before you got here about one of the things that I say all the time, which is that the two things that small business owners are just not all that good at. One of them is HR, doing all the sophisticated and professional things that we need to be doing to find and acquire and manage our people better. It's just not something that we have all that much training in, and we need to do a better job of that.
You call it HR. Most small businesses call it people problems.
People,
go ahead.
Exactly. But the other thing is marketing.
Yeah.
You know, marketing is just not intuitive for a lot of small business owners. For one thing, we think it's not something we do. We don't think that we have brands that need to be marketed. We just think we sell stuff. And so it's really important, and that's the reason why I like having high-powered folks like you on the show talking about marketing, because we need to get better at it, don't we?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, you can make a case for saying that no matter what your business makes and ships and sells, you're probably in the marketing business, because if you can't keep and retain or find and retain profitable customers, you probably don't have a business.
Talk to us about the Duct Tape Marketing System. It's actually a system, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I have actually owned my own business and worked with small business owners for a little over 20 years. And about 5 or 6 years ago, it finally dawned on me that it's tough working with small business owners from a marketing consulting standpoint, because in a lot of cases they have the same needs as much larger businesses, but maybe not the same budget. And so
maybe no budget.
Or maybe no budget. And so what I concluded the world needed was somebody to take marketing and at least attempt to turn it into almost like a product or a systematic approach to marketing. It didn't have to be all this strange voodoo out here that you needed to bring in all these creative people for. That if you just practice certain principles and you did it consistently, you're probably going to be better off than people that were spending tens and fifties and hundreds of thousands of dollars on their marketing. And so that was the genesis of Duct Tape Marketing. I had to give it a name if I was going to call it a product.
Right.
And quite frankly, I wish I could tell you I spent years and years of research on coming up with this name, but it really probably just came from my subconscious of working with small business owners for so many years, that duct tape seemed like kind of the perfect metaphor for what it's like to grow, operate a small business where you're doing everything and fixing everything, and you just need simple, effective, and affordable solutions, and to me that's duct tape.
Well, if this had been 40 years ago, you would have called it baling wire marketing. Let's talk about some of the elements that you describe in your book about how to conduct uptick marketing.
Yeah. Well, it probably breaks down into two overall categories. One is the idea of a marketing strategy, and then, of course, then we get into the tactics, the actual implementation. And what I find is that most small business owners love to jump to the tactics. What's the idea of the week? What's the new thing I can read about or do or somebody at a conference told me about? When, in fact, the real work is in the strategy. And the strategy breaks down to clearly defining what makes an ideal prospect or, in this case, ideal client or customer for your business. And I know for a lot of people that seems, I mean, every marketing book you pick up will say you've got to have a target market. But what I find is that what typically happens to the small business is they have an idea of what a target market is for them or who they think needs what they do. And then the phone rings and somebody says, well, can you do this? Can you do that? Will you do this? I'm like this.
They get distracted.
And, well, sure. Well, I mean, the person on the other end said they'd pay me.
Well,
of course I can do that. And so what ends up happening is they're so fragmented and that they really have no target market. And so consequently, they end up being trying to be at least all things to all people, and that's death for a small business because.
That's the way things were in the 20th century.
That's right.
Small business, you know, a general store didn't get its name for no reason, you know.
Sure.
And you know, if you remember the old signs in the businesses from 20, 30, 40 years ago, well, you know, when I was a kid, they might have five or six different things that they would do. You know, you can get buy groceries and feed and get your income tax done all right here, you know. But now in the 21st century, the key to success is really find out what you're really good at. Find just those people who want that and just love those people up.
Well, absolutely. You know, unless any of your listeners out there have $1 million, if you have $1 million or several million dollar advertising budget, you don't need to listen to this advice. But I'm guessing most don't. The key to that is it's so hard to cut through all the clutter and to differentiate yourself and communicate what you have that's unique. I mean, the world doesn't need another accountant or another electrician or another plumber. There's enough of those to go around. But what the world does need or some target market needs is one that does plumbing in a certain way, one that provides a certain kind of service, one that packages and repackages products and services in a way that's very, very unique.
Well
said.
You've
got to find that unique place.
John Jantz, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Duct Tape Marketing, award-winning blogger, which his mama is so proud of him for, and he and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Some kind of way out of here.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find everything that we have except the answers. Well, we have a lot of answers at smallbusinessadvocate.com, the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust and the newsletter. You can subscribe to it right there. And also our blog, but at askjim.biz, that's where we have answers, specific answers to specific questions. So check that out when you get a chance. It's built like a search engine. It works like a search engine, but it's a knowledge base. That means we've anticipated your questions, and we have answers waiting on you. And they're all free. Everything we have, no barrier to entry. Just show up. We'll let you hang out with us and use our stuff to your advantage. John Jantz is our guest, and he's one of our new friends, and he soon will be all over both of our websites, I promise you, because he has a lot to offer. He is the author of Duct Tape Marketing. And, John, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's ducttapemarketing.com, and that's ducttape marketing, all one word, .com.
Thanks for not spelling marketing. Good job. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, I really view a website as a tremendous place to have a conversation, to have content, to have connection, and so we really have a lot of just great how-to type of small business primarily focused on marketing, but I've actually got 22 bloggers who write on the site on various, really all small business topics. I have a podcast, so you can, if you like that, you can listen to interview authors and you know, folks that I believe are really have something to add to the small business conversation. And then we are currently building a community, so there will be a place where I'm going to invite small businesses of all types to come on and tell us about your business and upload video and interact with other small business owners, as well as coaches and consultants and people that can provide resources and information for small business.
Outstanding. Well, that sounds very exciting. DuckTapeMarketing.com, right?
That's right.
What about blogs? Now, you're an award-winning blog. Do you recommend blogs for business
yeah,
owners?
Yeah, and by the way, marketing? Award-winning, all that really means is that I started it 4 years ago and saw it before everybody else really jumped on and said, hey, all the mainstream media got in and said, hey, this is blogging's the new thing. So that's how you win awards in blogging.
So are you saying that the award was, okay, which one of these two do we choose for the award?
Well, I commonly laugh because I saw it about 5 years ago, and I said, I like to write information. This seems like an easy way to publish. You know, there was no, and that's how a lot of people, I think, they got into it.
Yeah.
Got into it, and about 6 months later, Forbes and Business Week and the New York Times and the Washington Post called me all in about a 6 week period and wanted to talk to me about blogging. And so that was a case of being in the right place at the right time. But I also do believe in it and have been since day one a real advocate for this tool, for publishing content, education-based content, for having a conversation, for generating search engine traffic in a very, very powerful and simple way. I mean, there are great reasons for that small business, every small business, I don't care what industry you're in, should be using this tool to publish content to the web.
Right, absolutely. And so when would you recommend a blog to a small business owner as part of their marketing?
It's interesting because the technology is such that I know many people who use a free product, free software called WordPress, that becomes WordPress is set up in such a way that it can, in some cases, should be your website. So if you don't have a website, if you really have a website that is very static and stale and brochure like, I would say do it now. You really ought to start out with the idea that you're going to publish changing content, you're going to publish fresh content, and there's no tool easier than a blog.
Isn't this something though that the average small business owner just is not comfortable with?
Well, I find that sometimes, and so I stop. What they're not comfortable with is the word blog, because
just thinking that they've got something to write down that anybody would want to listen to.
That certainly happens, and so anytime somebody's uncomfortable with something that's good for them, then you have to get leverage and say, how would you like search engine traffic? How would you like people to pay you more because they realize you're an expert? How would you like? And then pretty quickly the resistance melts away, and in terms of having something to say, you don't have to write your thesis or a book on a blog. What I commonly tell people is when you go out in the world, when you go out and talk to prospects and customers, what do they ask you? They ask you questions, right? Just like you have on AskJim.biz. Mm-hmm. Well, at some point you're coming up with answers, and some of them are probably pretty good. So
and probably pretty short.
Right.
And it's okay to be short.
Yeah,
so
start publishing those on your blog because there's probably some other people that have those same questions.
Well, we have, on AskJim.biz, the answers are all pretty short.
Right.
In fact, we have one answer that's three words long because that answers the question, that's a good point. Let's get back into this core thing, sticking to your knitting, focusing on your core competencies. And, of course, a blog is a great way to build that out. But, John, as it turns out, we're running out of time. I'm looking over the clock. We've had such a good time that we've run out of time. But will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
Well, and gosh darn it, I like to talk.
Give us your website again, please.
Sure. It's www.ducttapemarketing.com.
John Jantsch, ladies and gentlemen, Jantsch. If you're Googling him, check it out. Your books are available wherever books are sold, right, John?
That's correct, and I always like to make a plug for finding it at those independent bookstores.
There you go. Hey, John, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
All right, take care. Thanks, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Gene Siciliano. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 29 After. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.